Hey there, my name is Mei Ling. I'm a certified life coach, trauma trained practitioner, and trader, and welcome to my podcast, Finding Freedom in the Hologram. Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 6 of season 7. Now, I am actually batch recording my podcasts. So this is actually the Easter long weekend, and I figured that while I'm in the spirit of Easter, this is actually the perfect time to record this particular podcast, because the topic for today is called the what the hell effect. And I'm sure most of you have experienced this, right? And let me give you an analogy. So let's say, for example, you are on a diet. Maybe you're on a keto diet or a calorie restrictive diet. And then you are invited to a friend's dinner or a birthday party. And before you know it, these amazing appetizers come on and everybody's enjoying themselves and it looks so delicious. And somebody says, I made it myself. And before you know it, you ate more, you ate a bit more, or you ate something that you shouldn't. For example, if you're keto, you ate something that's flour, full of carbs. And then you think to yourself, you know what? What the hell? I've already blown it. I've broken my rule. So I'm just going to eat, go all out, right? No rules, no more rules, no more restrictions. And the same thing can go for alcohol. Perhaps you think, I'm just going to have one. I'm just going to have one. And then before you know it, with your friends, or you just get carried away, or it feels so good, or it tastes so good, and then you're having two, three, and then before you know it, you have the whole bottle, or you have like 5 pints. Also, with smoking, okay? So this is called the what the hell effect. And as traders, we have experienced that as well. Usually it happens when you have maybe 2 losses in a row, 3 losses in a row, and maybe you have the rule that yes, after 2 losses, after 2 consecutive losses, I'm going to stop trading. But then you get so caught up, right, in the emotions and you're like, ugh, and it's so hurtful. The loss aversion kicks in when you see your P&L and the minus and the red and you're like, ugh. And maybe you have seen earlier that it went green and it went from green to red and you just feel so, I need to get my money back, because you feel so indignant about the whole thing. It's unfair. And so you jump in. And then after you've lost that and you've come out of it and you've exited, you're like, oh, and then you see another possible setup, right? And before really analyzing it, it's something that you haven't planned for, you jump in. Because by then you think, what the hell? The effect has taken over and you think, that's it. If I've broken my rule, then all of a sudden it becomes no rules. So you have gone from one extreme to the other. I am going to say this and I think you should rewind, and I'm going to repeat myself anyway. So you should listen to this at least 3 times. And that is this. Pressing on the brake is not the same as crashing into a wall and using the wall to stop your car. Let me repeat that again. You pressing on the brake is very different from you crashing into a wall and using the wall as an excuse to stop the momentum of your car. So no matter how many times, if you think, okay, I've broken one rule, I traded 3 times, 4 times instead of 2, stopping at 2, and then before you know it, you keep jumping in and you've blown your account. Blowing your account and going to that extreme is the equivalent of you using the wall, crashing your car into the wall and saying, oh yeah, my car stopped. Because, right? It's very extreme. When you could have pressed on the brakes and chosen to, at whatever point of your journey, before you crash into the wall, to stop the car, to prevent that maximum amount of damage, you had that choice. But you gave yourself the excuse, oh, what the hell, I've already broken my rule, so I'm just going to continue. That is not good enough. That is not good enough. You have to exercise your discipline. And this is what you would hear everybody, YouTube, Instagram, Telegram, Discords, you will see it being repeated again and again like a broken record, because discipline is key. Discipline is the key to your freedom, my friend. And when you can't even trust yourself to press the brake when you need to, when the situation calls for it, and each time you allow your car to be totaled by crashing to the wall, how many times do you need to do that before you learn your lesson? Okay. Now, the reason why this happens, why the what the hell effect happens in our brains, is because we have unrealistic expectations sometimes. Okay. So it's to deal with our expectations, and we need to look at it in a perspective versus a perception. So our perception is, and this is very left brain hemisphere, is when we try to take all the little fine details and we are comparing ourselves, we are judging ourselves, we are being very self-critical, and we say, we've already broken the rule. That's not good enough. We've already failed. So there's no such thing as failing more, is there? So what the hell? Okay? Versus when you are like, you know what? There's damage being done. I understand it, but I can control the amount of damage. So I'm going to stop now. I'm going to register it. I'm going to like document it. I'm going to like record this. I'm going to talk to my coach. I'm going to talk to my mentor. I'm going to seek help and support. Let it all out. And then tomorrow is another trading day. Okay? So that is your right brain. You can zoom out and see the bigger picture, right? You can actually prevent yourself from crashing into the wall. So when you have unrealistic expectations, then this what the hell effect tends to kick in more often than not. And so instead of thinking it's pass fail, because this whole journey that you're on, my traders, it's not about a pass fail. It's about, am I progressing or not? And sometimes, yes, it seems like, you know, every step you take up, you're sliding two steps back, right? But are you going to give up or not? Or are you going to persist? And that's the long game. So instead of thinking, pass, fail, I did this, I broke my rule, what the hell? You need to start thinking, this particular action that I'm going to take now, is this bringing me closer to my goal? Or is this bringing me further away from my goal? That is it. It's just closer or further. It's not pass or fail. You can choose to view your progress and every action that you take this way. Because my friends, as I said, if you take it as a pass or fail, I'm feeling like a winner or I'm feeling like a failure or a loser, then this is a game that you have actually set the rules for yourself to lose in the long run. Both along the way, during your journey, you set the rules such that you're beating yourself up each time and you're feeling horrible and worse. Versus, you know what? Being kind to myself, being compassionate, saying, hey, everybody loses once in a while. Everybody knows this. Every successful trader, for every trade they've won, they've had how many losses? But it depends on their strategy and their win rate, right? Can I afford to lose this much and still be profitable in the long run? And you are trying to figure out that for yourself. You're exploring, you're trying to figure out ways to trade for yourself, okay? So I am going to share an example for my own personal self, right? What do I mean by exploring what works for me in terms of strategy? So in the beginning, I started, I think, as most people did, with just normal stocks. And then I realized, wow, some of these stocks are really expensive. It's going to take me a lot more capital to gain money in these stocks. And that's, and my particular mentor spoke about options. She made her fortune in options. So it's like, oh, so naturally I learned options, right? Having contracts, it gives you leverage. I learned about margin accounts versus cash accounts. However, the thing with options is you have to be there on the platform live, right, during the New York Stock Exchange trading time in order to place your options trade, because the prices of these options contracts vary very dramatically from minute to minute. So depending on the strategy that you learn, you have to be there live. Now, I'm based on the other side of the world. My time zone is totally different. It's the middle of the night for me when I trade, right? Depending on whether it's daylight savings or not. So I've decided, you know what? I understand this strategy, but for me to make it sustainable and long-term, I want to find an alternative. And now I'm delving into the world of Forex, because the Forex has the Tokyo session, has the London session, has the Sydney session, as well as the New York session, right? There's a lot more time frames to trade. Also, with futures, the number of hours and days you can trade is much longer. These are centralized institutions, and what you're trading doesn't have the same effect as, let's say, options contracts, because you don't have to worry about the Greeks, right, when it comes to futures. So I have decided to find a trading style, a strategy, an edge that works for me. For when I want to be awake, when I know that I'm at my best, when I'm the most focused and can make the best decisions, right? I'm trying to make sure that I get all the advantage so that when I enter a trade, everything is not stacked up against me, but everything is going for me. So I need to find that, my own itch. So that is me, where I am, where I'm situated. Am I a morning person? Am I a night owl? All of these considerations come into play. So you need to find your itch, okay? And also, I have to say here, I have sought many mentors, right, who are experts in their particular asset that they are trading in. So I've got mentors, as I said in the beginning, I've got two mentors for options, I've got a mentor for futures and forexes. In fact, I've got two mentors for forex and futures. Like, you know, so I don't hesitate to invest in myself because these people have already done it. They're already multi-millionaires, right? They've already got 7-8-figure accounts. And I'm like, okay, they've got something to teach you. Right? So for me, it's like, okay, I've reached like 6 figures, yes, but I want to go to 7 and 8 figures. I want to reach that. So I go and seek help and support from mentors who have already gotten to where I want to be, okay, that suits my lifestyle. And so I never hesitate because I expect a return on investment. And this is what, if you yourself think, I expect a return on investment, I don't care how long it takes, I know I'm just going to do it, okay? That is a very powerful mindset. And when you think to yourself, every action that I take is going to bring me closer to my goal versus this is going to bring me further away from my goal, then you know exactly, your brain goes, oh, but that doesn't make sense, right? To bring you further away from your goal. And so that kind of logic will kick in and rationality so that next time the what the hell effect won't come into play because it's a no-brainer. You want to go closer to your goal each and every time and make it easy for yourself to make that decision. All right, my friends, this has been a short and sweet episode, but I hope you found it useful and I'll speak to you next week. Bye.